Good afternoon. You are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia in Canada. My name is Andy Resto. This program is a transferred program from my regular show on Mondays, 3 to 4 p.m. called The Burrow, doing things a little bit differently on Thursday afternoons. Stay tuned. We're going to start off the show with a song by a local group called Sisters of Seance. And afterwards, I'll be joined in the studio by Roxanne Nesbitt, a.k.a. Graphtician. Stay tuned. This is CITR 101.9 FM. still tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. My name is Andy Resto. This program is called The Burrow on usually Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. This week, second edition of the week. Unbelievable. What a treat. What a treat for everybody. Joined here in the studio now by Roxanne Nesbitt. How are you doing, Roxanne?
Hi. I'm great. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What should I be calling you Roxanne, or would you rather go by the alias?
I would rather be called Roxanne.
Okay. Great. Well, you perform music under the name of Graftician. Is that pronounced correctly? Graftician?
Yeah.
Okay. Where does that, what is that a blend of?
It's supposed to be about like joining ideas and joining things. So it's like, I think of it as being like an audio visual project. So I like make images for all of my songs.
Okay.
And so it was just about like kind of trying to bring together these like different disciplines that before I started the project, like kind of distracted from each other.
Okay. So thanks for coming in today. We heard, to start the show, a song called Tasnif for the Dead by a group or a solo project?
It's a solo project.
Solo project,
yeah.
Called Sisters of Seance, who you are playing a show with tomorrow?
Yeah.
Tomorrow,
yeah.
Evening.
Tomorrow at the Emerald.
At the Emerald, great. Mm-hmm. Any info nuggets about mm-hmm. Sisters of Seance? Why it's important?
I met Luca, who is performs under Sisters of Seance at the Field Festival in this past summer, and him and his brother drove me home back to Vancouver, and I like didn't sleep all weekend, but in their car I slept for 9 hours, like solid.
Did they just play their music and it like hypnotize you?
They did something to hypnotize me, but that doesn't really have anything to do with the show.
Yeah. And it's very good. Do you know what the motivation behind the music is at all, or anything? Is it like
this music is also like quite audiovisual. Mm-hmm. Like Luca performs with projections as well, and we'll all be playing with projections.
Great.
Tomorrow.
Awesome. Great. And there is one other person on the bill, Ro'Neil.
Yeah.
I finally said that right. Each mm-hmm. other time it took me twice to say mm-hmm. it. I would say Ro'Neil.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I say it wrong too.
R-H-O-N-E-I-L, for those of you wanting to look it up. Let me get the right song that we wanted while you tell us a bit about Ro'Neil.
Lives in Winlaw, or outside of Winlaw, and so she's coming down to play a show with us, and she makes this really like beautiful kind of cosmic music that also can probably hypnotize you in the back of a car.
Great. And you will all be playing at the Emerald tomorrow night. So we're going to listen to a song by Ro'Neil from her record called Seeds, which came out in 2010. A song called Follow Your Bliss here on The Burrow, CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned in studio with Roxanne Nesbitt.
Shades of mystery, as old as time, and fools are hardy, and fools are blind. Do you wanna do it?
could have a watch like this, like this, like this.
My shoes are deceiving. They play tricks on me. Put words in my mouth and thoughts in my head. Do you wanna follow? Do you wanna do it? I will. Do you wanna follow? Do you wanna do it? The mystery as old as time, and fools are hardy, and fools are blind. Do you wanna follow?
Thank you. For 30 years, there has been one voice in the local Vancouver art scene that has stood above the rest, and that's Discorder, that conspiracy, punk rock, foxcore, sassy, still publishing magazine from CITR. We're one of the established and trusted voices of Vancouver's music and arts culture in the Lower Mainland, with 8,000 copies distributed monthly to over 135 distribution locations, from the Lido to Zulu Records.
Discorder is one of a few magazines published by a community radio station, and we only serve up the freshest local and Canadian goods.
We have interviews with artists, album reviews, live show reviews, and articles about everything important to our crazy, unique, varied, and amazing culture in Vancouver and across the country.
Pick up your free copy of Discorder today, or sign up to have it delivered to your door wherever you are.
Check out our website for distribution locations and all the information about advertising and getting involved with Discorder.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
Still hanging around CITR 101.9 FM, program called The Burrow, this week on Thursday, 2 to 3 p.m. In studio here with Roxanne Nesbitt. Are you hanging in there, Roxanne?
Hi. Yep.
Doing okay?
Yep. It's not
great. We just listened to a song by K. Roy.
Croy. I feel like it's Croy.
It's probably
I don't know.
Croy. It's all the same size, the letters. So I would assume it's Croy. A new album called Scavenger just came out. The song's called The River. What's the right term? Electro pop? Electro indie pop?
Yeah.
Electro indie alt pop. All the, the key terms in there. So you will be playing a show with Croy.
Yeah.
In a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. On October 22nd at the Biltmore.
The Biltmore.
Yeah.
Great. I feel like I haven't gone out to the Biltmore enough lately. Mm-hmm. It's a very nice place.
Yeah. It's not bad.
Yeah.
They have pinball and
Yeah.
A vending machine if you need chips.
Yeah. Long nights, get kind of hungry. You need a snack.
Or if you get bored of the show you're
true.
Watching.
That could happen from time to time. But not on October 22nd.
No, you won't need possible. To play pinball. Leave your quarters and dollars at home.
That is a Saturday. It will be yourself as Graptician, yes. And Croy. And then we're going to hear one more song in a bit called by a group called Curie. Got a comment on that in a second. But we are giving away two spots. A guest list spot plus one.
Yeah.
So a pair of quote-unquote tickets, spots, to the show on October 22nd. If you want to call in 604-822-2487, give us your name, and we can get you down on the guest list. Didn't come with any clever questions, really.
No.
Just call in and get yourself tickets to the Croy Graptician show at the Biltmore on October 22nd. 604-822-2487, and we'll repeat that later on as well. Curie was the third group, the third group playing.
Yeah.
Group? duo?
I think they will be playing as a band.
It's a band.
That night.
A group from Abbotsford. Interesting how it works out that Croy and Curry are playing the same lineup. It's K-R-O-Y-K-U-R-I. Just very similar.
Mm-hmm.
It's sometimes the stars align.
I guess so.
Maybe. There are forces at work here. They have an album called Human Nature that actually is coming out next week. So right now online there's a preview, a couple of preview tracks from the album. So I'm sure it will be available at the show on the 22nd. We're going to play a song called A Dream. Any anecdotes about folks from Curry?
No.
I
like
curious to know. People are curious to know anything.
Yeah. I'm performing with a dancer in a piece where we like rip up a grass turf, and we had to buy our grass turf from Abbotsford because it's like out of season in Vancouver. So those are my only thoughts about Abbotsford.
So there's nowhere.
Thank goodness for Abbotsford.
Yeah, there's nowhere in Vancouver that
my,
even like
weirdo contemporary dance piece would be foiled.
Yeah, there's nowhere in Vancouver that can like ship grass turf.
They just weren't that willing, and they were like, "Oh,
weird."
Because they want you to have like a lawn's worth of an order, you know?
Okay.
And if you only need like three pieces of turf,
you don't think it's going to be a thing that catches on that you can just do? You'll be able to use a lawn's worth.
No.
Do you have a studio for what's called Foley? A Foley room?
We planted it all in my yard in weird places. I had to like dig up my herb garden to like roll this grass turf out.
Okay. That's fair. So Abbotsford, great. Go and get your turf. This is A Dream by the band Curry. Give us a call, 604-822-2487. Either if you just want to comment on something, have a song request, or if you want guest list spots to the Graftician Curry Croy show on October 22nd at the Biltmore.
Just cut my Kings, when regiment is gone, but perfect shadows in a sunshine day. UBC Theater and Film presents Edward II by Christopher Marlowe, September 29th to October 15th at the Telus Studio Theater in the Chan Center. For tickets, visit theaterfilm.ubc.ca or call 604-822-2678. Monarch. Prisoner. Corpse.
The Downtown Eastside Women's Art Collective facilitates bi-weekly art workshops for self-identified women out of the Carnegie Community Center Art Room. It is launching its second zine on October 13th. Come to Untitled Art Space for a community celebration, art show, and sneak peek of the zine made by self-identified women in the Downtown Eastside.
Still tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Unceded Musqueam Territory at the University of British Columbia. My name is Andy Presto. I'm joined in studio this week by Roxanne Nesbitt, and still going.
Hi.
Still going. You're a UBC grad.
So, I am. Yeah.
And comments?
Every time I come back, everyone seems younger.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. What gems when you were going to school did you pick up at the poster sales that they were doing?
I never went to the poster sale. When I was here, they still had the old sub.
Right.
And so whenever the poster sale was on, the like sub lobby was like crammed with people. And so it was just a time when getting a coffee was like really hard.
It's pretty terrible. Yeah. Yep. Now we're in our fishbowl here, doing some radio. So, let's say first before we go over the songs, that you're playing a show on October 22nd.
Yes.
At the Biltmore.
Mm-hmm.
Cabaret. You're playing a show tomorrow at the Emerald Cabaret.
They
also like the moniker Cabaret there. That we talked about a bit. But for the October 22nd show, we're giving away two guest list spots.
Yeah.
Guest list spots. If you want to call in, 604-822-2487, and we can get your name on the list. It'll be Roxanne as Graftician.
Yeah.
And alongside Croy and... Or K-Roy. And... Curry or Curie from Abbotsford. Great. And we heard Curry to start off that last set with a song called A Dream. And that was followed up by some Portishead.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have old, fond memories of Portishead?
I do. Yeah. The first instrument that I studied was upright bass, and my bass teacher taught me a Portishead song.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. I can't remember which one it was.
Well, but how far is something, that?
It was... I'm feeling very warm and fuzzy about Portishead right now.
Right. We heard All Mine from their self-titled record. Sounds like could be on the soundtrack to a James Bond film.
Yeah.
Who would you like to see play the next James Bond?
Oh, man. I don't know anything about stars.
That's fair.
I feel like I know more about constellations than celebrities.
That's okay. That's fair. That's very fair. I'm not even into James Bond. I have a weird thing for celebrity culture, but James Bond, I could kind of care less about. Anyhow, that's what it sounded like. Then the last song we heard before the brief respite was A Raven Called Crow.
Yeah.
And do you want to tell us about who this is?
That's my friend Charlie's band. She's playing a show actually on Saturday, but it's in Mexico.
Oh, wow.
So okay. I hope it goes well, but I can't make it.
Great. You have any travel stories in Mexico?
No, I've actually never been.
Okay. That's fair. You did say you were going on a residency to Berlin soon.
I did, yeah. Yeah.
What is that gonna look
like? So I studied architecture at UBC. And I'm like continuing my thesis project by like developing one of the designs for my thesis as like a installation.
Okay.
In a residency in Berlin in January.
Cool. Very exciting. Awesome. So we are listening to in the background Pugs and Crows. This record, Pugs and Crows with Tony Wilson, their latest record, Everyone Knows Everyone, a song called, I had it in my head, it is Underwater. Pugs and Crows was here at CITR a couple weeks back, then you played as Graftician last week, and I saw you and Ben Brown do a project, a dance, I don't know exactly how to explain it. And I had Ben on the radio as well with Lisa, who was doing it. And they tried to explain it, but said they couldn't really.
So it's like kind of between like music, performance art, and like dance, I guess.
Yeah, involving sewing machines and whatnot. Great. Awesome. So we're going to hear the rest of this song. Let it trail out. And then I've got the track lined up. From Marching Church, project of Elias from Ice Age. New record coming out called Telling It Like It Is. Very good singles that are out for the song right now. Here's a song called Heart of Life, here on a detached version of The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. Give us a call, 604-822-2487. Get a couple of guest list spots to the Graftician and Croy show at the Biltmore on October 22nd.
the outbreak of clamor surrounds me. Various rhythms and tempos are as if fighting against each other. Bragging voices melt into the stream. The stream is just the river which is the heart of life. I mean, and all the while it feels as if the light of the moon is following me. Like a spotlight in some bizarre theater of loneliness. Fist fucked by destiny, I'm positioned like a beggar at the heart of life, sugar. My delusions, the treasures of a misled life, make the resemble paradise of times. In the wilderness, directions lost while discovery tests new visions in the wild. Seems to lead up to this, but that's of course always the case. Yet a matter of realizing when one can't belong, one feels the urge to ruin at the heart of life, baby. And all the while it feels as if the light of the moon has been following me, like a spotlight in some bizarre theater of loneliness. Fist fucked by destiny, I'm positioned like a
friends of CITR, Tower, or only a visitor, with their song Tower Temporary from the album of the same name. It's Rob and Jacob, used to do a show here a few years ago called The Rib, if I remember correctly. Playing tonight at Toledo, or Robin is playing tonight at Toledo.
Yeah, I'm going to go check it out. Looking forward to it.
Draw some scores.
Mm-hmm. There's something about graphic scores and Toledo and Robin Jacob, so I have to check it out.
Even tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, a transplanted version of a program called The Burrow, my name is Andy Resto. I host each Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. and today also Thursday, 2 to 3 p.m. I've been joined in studio by Roxanne Nesbitt.
Hi.
How has this radio experience gone?
This has been my most relaxed radio experience.
That's good.
I've only had three, but this has been the most chill.
That's good to hear. Whether or not that's what you hoped for, it's what I would expect. So thanks for coming on. You are playing a show tomorrow night at the Emerald.
I am, yeah.
With Roneal and Sisters of Seance. Should be very nice. And then October 22nd at the Biltmore with Croy and Curry.
Yeah.
Which, you got a couple more minutes. Give us a call, 604-822-2487, if you want a couple guest list spots. Otherwise, we'll post that on all of our social media tentacles to give away a couple spots for that show on Saturday the 22nd. To close things off, we're going to play some Graftician.
Yeah.
From your latest release, Wanderweave. Good tales? Any good tales from the studio for this record?
Tales from the studio. Most of it was recorded in my bedroom. Some of the drums were recorded at the Sarah McLachlan School, and some of the guitar was recorded in the basement of the Arc building. But tales from the studio. No good tales from the studio.
All right. That's fair. So Hard in Love is a song to close things off. 3 o'clock, Marco will be here with Astro Talk. We were talking about the stars aligning earlier, stars and celebrities and constellations. And up next, Marco dedicates his show to astronomy. So it is all coming together here on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you all for listening. This is Hard in Love by Graftician.
You felt, I felt, we fell hard in love. Like heavy rocks and thoughts that had to drop. You felt, I felt, we fell hard in love. Even though I said I was never gonna give it up. Gravity knew me better than all my proud standing days. The will does find a way. You fell, I fell, we fell hard in love. Even though I said I didn't know or need the stuff. You fell, I fell, we fell hard in love. Like arrogant dreams, I have these arrogant dreams that you might stay with me. They say all good things must come to an end. But when I think of losing this, I get a chill on my skin. I never understood what's a big deal about all this love shit. Now I'm so into it, baby.